We've got Robert Leith in the studio, Chief Curator and Vice President of Collections and Research at MESDA, the Museum of Early Southern Decorative Arts. I appreciate you being with us today, Robert.
It's great to be here.
First of all, I'm relatively a newcomer to the area, but so are a lot of other people, and people don't know what's going on sometimes anyway. Tell me, please, what is, well, the Ann P. and Thomas A. Gray Library and the Museum of Early Southern Decorative Arts?
The Ann P. and Thomas A. Gray Library is our brand new facility. We just had the ribbon cutting this Saturday, and it houses all of the research resources at MESDA and Old Salem, particular to North Carolina history, Moravian history, and the history of craftsmanship in the early South. MESDA, the museum, was founded in 1965 by Thomas and Ann Gray's cousin named Frank Horton, who grew up here in Winston-Salem, was an heir to one of the local tobacco fortunes, but was an inveterate collector of Southern decorative arts, a pioneer to the extent that he was willing to, in 1965, quite literally put his fame and fortune on the line and create a museum dedicated to that mission.
Now, is this museum something that's primarily of scholarly interest, or is it of interest to the casual visitor as well?
It's of great interest to scholars, and scholars are one of our important audiences, but we look forward to welcoming all visitors to learn about Southern culture and Southern history through the craftsmanship of the objects that were made here.
When you talk about Southern history, we're talking primarily Central North Carolina or the Triad area, Winston-Salem, or are we branching out here and talking about the Southern United States in general?
We branch out. We have a mission all the way back to 1965 of interpreting the cultural legacy of the early South as it stretches from Maryland through Virginia, the Carolinas, and Georgia out into Kentucky and Tennessee, from the earliest foundings at Jamestown right up until the Civil War.
That's the next question I was going to ask you. How far back do we go with artifacts and documents?
We actually have in the collection the earliest known piece of Southern furniture, a quart cupboard that was made right in the Jamestown area in the 17th century that descended in a particular Virginia family until it came off of the back porch of a farmhouse in Mecklenburg County, Virginia, where it had devolved into being used for storing tools and salted hams. And Frank Horton was able to buy that for the MESDA collection very early in his collecting career.
Wow. And once you get the contact paper off it, it's okay. So when, if a casual visitor were to go in for the first time, what would we expect to see? I mean, what do you have? Can you tell me about some of the pieces in the museum?
MESDA has about 2,500 objects that are arranged in 30 different room and gallery settings that kind of walk you chronologically and regionally through the history of the early South, beginning with the 17th century foundings in Virginia and Carolinas, moving all the way through the 19th century. We have a brand new gallery that we just opened dedicated to Tennessee. For the very first time, we have a room dedicated to Georgia that we completed only last year. We have a brand new gallery dedicated to early 19th century Charleston that we just opened this weekend. So no matter where you are from the South, you'll find your history there.
You go back to 1965 with the library and MESDA. What has changed? I mean, is it more space, more technology, more documents, more pieces? What, now that you've done that ribbon cutting on Saturday, May 18th, what's the difference? What do you have now?
It's really all the above. For a long time, Frank Horton, MESDA's founder, he was really a pioneer in researching early American culture. And he created the library and he created the research center, but they were in relatively small spaces hidden away in the basement of the museum building. What Tom and Ann Gray's gift has allowed us to do is to quite literally bring those facilities into the light. They've now moved into brand new square footage right off of the main lobby of the museum building, beautiful state-of-the-art space with new microfilm reader printer scanners and all the new technology that's available today in the 21st century.
Are there any eras that are particularly emphasized, like Civil War, antebellum, prior to the Civil War? What eras do you do you highlight or feature?
We're very lucky in that with the 17th century Southern material, we are the ultimate repository. It's pretty rare. Frank cared about it passionately, and probably two-thirds of the objects made in the South before 1700 reside in our collection. That's obviously a great strength.
It's incredible.
Piedmont, North Carolina is another strength. Charity begins at home, so we pay close and careful attention to what we have from Piedmont, North Carolina, representing the full diversity of this region, from the Moravians to the Lutherans to the Quakers to the Presbyterians, and the contributions of all those cultural groups to making up who we are today.
What would you like to tell me that I haven't asked you about it?
I think a lot of people don't quite understand how a piece of furniture or a piece of pottery can tell a moving story. It's not just a piece of art. We can appreciate it as a piece of art, as an expression of style, etc. But there was the person who made it, there was the family that owned it, there was the home it lived in, and when you put all that together, you have a unique personal story of Southern history, and that's what we like to tell at MESDA.